I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran is putting more pressure on Christians. The government's demanded personal details from church members in Tehran, and over 700 believers came forward and identified themselves. An Operation Mobilization worker focused on Iran spoke to us at Urbana 12 and says many of these believers will now lose their jobs, face persecution, or worse. What can you do? Pray. Next, while adoptions in Russia are over for American families, ministry isn't. MNN's Greg Yoder got personally involved in Russian ministry's Gift of Hope program.
Well, my daughter Anastasia, who's from Irkutsk, Russia, heard Russian ministries was sending Christmas gifts to her former city. She wanted to raise enough money to send Christmas gifts to her entire orphanage, which was not on the radar. Now, pastor of the Irkutsk Bible Church, Vladimir Zuyev, who distributed the gifts, says they have even more plans now.
We would like to start a new church in the same district where orphanage number one is located. Nastya is from that orphanage. We just got this vision when we were preparing for this marathon.
Anastasia also created a video greeting orphanage workers, which was key.
Where she is saying that I have desired, together with the Irkutsk Bible Church, to bring the gifts for the Christmas. That created a good atmosphere and somehow connected.
Doors are now wide open for the church. Proud Dad reporting for Mission Network News.
And there's a lot to celebrate as 700 people heard the gospel recently in southern Nepal. But there's a silver lining on a dark situation. Vision Beyond Borders says many of these families are killing their daughters-in-law because of dowry fees. And because of poverty, child marriage is commonplace. Pray for freedom from spiritual bondages. The team is taking the gospel and other needed supplies into the country. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a presence on Facebook. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.